This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The theater has always allowed us to see the world through the eyes of others and hear stories we otherwise wouldn't know. This season, the Raleigh Little Theater brings audiences into the hearts and minds of women in the military. It's a three-play series called Women and War. The plays are A Piece of My Heart, Grounded, and Downrange, Voices from the Home Front. Plays that remind us of the human cost of both going to war and staying behind. Patrick Torres is Raleigh Little Theater's artistic director. Welcome, Patrick. Good to have you here.
Hi, thank you. It's good to see you.
Good to see you. And also with us is Mia Self, who directs A Piece of My Heart. Hello, Mia.
Hi. Good to be here.
Emily James plays the role of Leanne in that show, and Jean Jameson plays the role of Whitney. And we will hear from them in just a moment. But, Patrick, tell us about Raleigh Little Theater's decision to run this series.
Yes, yeah, so Raleigh Little Theater was founded in 1936. So this year, we're celebrating our 80th season.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And so we were looking for ways to kind of honor the history of the theater and also look forward. I mean, that's a part of my tenure for the last 2 years is how do we maintain and honor the history and also look for new narratives. And so A Piece of My Heart is a play that I directed. It's my first show I directed in graduate school, so it was really meaningful to me. And the theater has had a long history throughout its 80 years of serving military families and, you know, also creating community, giving veterans a place to volunteer and to really work on the cultural life of the city. And so we thought that would be a great way to honor our veterans and the folks around the state who have worked to make Raleigh Little Theater what it is.
A lot of ways to tell military stories. These are stories that one way or another come through the perspective of women. Tell us about that choice.
Yeah, so, you know, there not only is there a reason in the community to do more work by women because we have such amazing artists, female artists in the city, but also I think we are looking to really tell stories at Raleigh Little Theater that reflect more of our community. And I think when you remove the dominant narrative of wartime, which often is men in combat, it lets you look at war in a very different way and reminds you that there is a complexity about war and there's a humanity about it that often gets missed in that dominant narrative because we're so accustomed to it. So looking at these stories through the lens of women, I think gives us a new perspective and reminds us of the human cost, like you were saying.
Mia Self, you direct the play A Piece of My Heart. Tell us about that play and what makes it so powerful for you.
It's that individual voice, the specificity of six women. They're composite characters, but they were pulled from 26 actual interviews of women who served in Vietnam in various capacity, mostly nurses, but women who served with the Red Cross, and also a few women who were officers who were serving in Vietnam as well as a few entertainers. And so those stories are condensed down into these six narratives. And they're really interesting personal conversations about those interactions with each other, with what their place was in the war, what they're supposed to expect, and then what they're actually confronted with. When Patrick came to me with the project, you know, he handed me the script, talked about the idea for the series. I read the script. There was tears and snot, and I was absolutely convinced there was no possible way I could do it because it was just so difficult. And I don't have any connection with the military.
Well, tell us more about that, because we think about theater. Obviously, these tend to be fictional accounts. These are ways of getting at the truth and reality, but using fiction. And as a director, you're a professional and you know how to bring out the best and kind of make this the best presentation. But here you're dealing with personal narratives, and you just suggested you don't have a personal connection with this. And that complicated things for you.
Oh, absolutely. I'm still complicated when I think about it, because I know there are a lot of veterans and people who are still in the reserves, still serving in the military, who are in our audiences. And I want to be respectful of that, that dedication and that choice, and don't want to be deliberately inflammatory, because photojournalism was so powerful during Vietnam. And we use a lot of images in the show from the actual period, and so much could be deliberately used to jerk the audience around and to make people really emotional. And that isn't the intention at all. It's to say, what were these women's lives like, and how can we choose to see them and respect them in a way that perhaps they don't always get the opportunity to be heard and seen.
And the stage production is based on a book by Keith Walker, A Piece of My Heart, which is the basis of this. And I wonder if you can read a little bit from the book to give us a sense of what we're looking at.
This passage, if I can open the page, is from a woman named Maureen Walsh. The saddest thing that happened to me over there, too, among all the other things, was that I lost my fiancé. He was a Marine pilot, and I was with him the night he died. He was going on a mission. I was sitting in the officers' club, and I knew he wasn't coming back. I practically begged him not to go. But there was no way he couldn't go. It was his job. He had to go. And he was shot down. The worst thing was that I was not allowed to grieve the whole time I was there. I don't know if the other nurses really knew about it. I told them, but it was just one of those things that you couldn't share, because everybody there had their own little world of grief. Quite frankly, each of my friends, each of the nurses out there was just totally saturated with their problems, with their own fatigue. And again, the stiff upper lip type of martyr syndrome of nursing didn't allow for this to happen.
That's Mia Self, the director of A Piece of My Heart, reading from Keith Walker's book of the same title. What did you learn about women in the military just in doing this production?
That people are very complicated. A lot of my assumptions about the military in general, but again, about nursing and that type of thing, that the easiest thing is to assign really simple reasons for why people do things. You join because you like to be told what to do, or you feel this dedication to serve, and there's no questioning of the purpose of that once you get involved. And the complexity of nursing or military service is as complicated as any other job anywhere else. And the reality of that was the thing that was most profound to me.
Emily James, you play a nurse in this production. You play Leanne, in A Piece of My Heart, and you are an Army veteran and a nurse yourself. Tell us about playing this role.
Well, Leanne is half Italian and half Chinese, and she's anti-war. And so it's a really difficult decision for her, but she hears Kennedy's speech, "What can you do for your country?" And she decides to go in, and she wants to take care of vets that have come back from Vietnam. And she doesn't want to go over there. She wants to serve in Hawaii. And she ends up in Vietnam, and she is very upset about this because it's against her values. However, she sees some really traumatic things while she's over there. But what I love about this character is her character arc. She ends up channeling all of her pain into activism, and I think that's been very rewarding for me to play.
Will you give us a sample of her character and play a scene for us?
Sure. I was anti-war. I hated Nixon, knew he was a liar and evil. So did my friends. We were hippies. Woodstock, bell-bottom jeans, headbands, the long hair, the pot. Then I remember Kennedy going, "What can you do for your country?" Well, I was 21 when an Army recruiter comes to my nursing school dressed in her uniform, and she is showing us this wonderful film about the glamour of being an Army nurse and all these gorgeous hospitals all over the world with all this modern equipment. We didn't have zip at my nursing school, and I was very impressed. After the film, I ask, "But do nurses have to go to Vietnam?" "No," she goes, "women volunteer for Vietnam." My friends are mostly thinking I'm crazy, but there are two others who are willing to sign up at any minute, and I am thinking, it is perfect for you, Leanne. It will pay for this last year of nursing school, because money for me is very tight. And you can express your feelings about the war by taking care of Nam soldiers when they get back from Nam, maybe Hawaii or something. I have been born and raised in New York, and am half Italian and half Chinese, and went through a lot of prejudice in New York. I wanted to go to Hawaii, where everybody looks like me.
Emily James performing from the play A Piece of My Heart at Raleigh Little Theater, part of a cycle of plays called Women and War. Stay here for just a minute, because I want to ask you about your personal experience as a veteran and a nurse, and sort of what drew you to this part.
Well, I saw that there was auditions, and this is actually my first play ever. And I was so moved by this story and really wanted to be a part of it. So I just decided to go and audition for fun. And I had no expectation whatsoever of being selected. And I nearly fainted when I was. I think I was just in shock. And it's meant the world to me. I think women veterans are not acknowledged enough. And their stories are very important. So it's been a privilege and an honor to share these stories with the public and to educate them. I really love this play because it touches on so many topics about military service. And we talk about not only what happens while you're there, but also what happens when veterans come back. And I feel that although the story is focused on women, male veterans can also enjoy and appreciate the messages in the story. One of the most important messages, I think, is that soldiers come back not only with physical injuries, such as, you know, losing limbs or having severe burns or, you know, but also this story is beautiful in that it touches on the mental injuries that soldiers sustain and educating the public about that, you know, PTSD and just how hard it is to readjust to civilian life when you come back from such a horrible thing as war. So it's just been an honor and a privilege to share these stories.
Jean Jameson, you play the role of Whitney in this play, who is a privileged college graduate who volunteers to go to Vietnam with the Red Cross. Tell us a little bit more about your character.
Well, Whitney's a little different than the other nurses and the entertainer who goes because she does come from a very privileged background. She goes looking for adventure. She says Saigon's a cosmopolitan city. They speak French there. So she goes full of expectations of a kind of an exotic experience there. But her expectations are shattered almost immediately when the plane she's riding over on is nearly shot down. She understands at that moment that she's about to experience quite a different set of circumstances than she was expecting.
Can you give us a sample?
I was graduating from Vassar in primary education. Provisional junior league, sleeves right down to my elbows, prim, high, proper collars. Already been offered a boarding school position for the fall term when I saw a Red Cross form on the placement board. I went to an interview and they said, Red Cross has two groups going overseas early summer, Korea and Vietnam. Well, Saigon's a sophisticated, cosmopolitan city, they say. Diversity of people to meet, all walks of life, and they speak French. I took my junior year in Paris, you see. Besides, it snows in Korea, doesn't it? Whereas, Vietnam has this wonderfully warm climate, I'm told. I went home for the weekend to tell my parents. But, Dad, Mother, Vietnam will be my year of service. Besides, if I'm ever going to do anything in my life besides be an old maid boarding school teacher, I'd better do it now. It grew very quiet in the breakfast room. Sunday morning, Mother's coffee cup rattling in its Dresden saucer. Look, Whitney, if you insist on running off like this to the ends of the earth, do be aware you're making a decision of some consequence. There will be repercussions on your life, not necessarily for the better. So please, dear, please do think it carefully through. But, Mother, don't you see? I already have.
There's Jean Jameson playing the role of Whitney in A Piece of My Heart, one of three plays on stage at Raleigh Little Theater. And we'll talk more about how to find out how you can get there. But I want to introduce yet another actress right now, Michelle Wells. Michelle is the featured actor in Grounded. It's a one-woman show about a modern-day fighter pilot who becomes pregnant. Welcome, Michelle. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. Tell us more about your character.
So she's a fighter pilot who is very fierce. She's quite she's very brave, and she finds herself pregnant unexpectedly, which means she can't continue to be up in the air, and she's grounded for that. And it's her experience of dealing with both how she deals with having a child and what that means becoming a mother. And then also when she does go back, she has to fight in a trailer flying drones.
So this is obviously much more modern. We're talking about Afghanistan now, that period, and going from flying in the air to being, on the ground, flying drones from a desk and using a computer. Tell us more about that, because you had a husband and a brother in the military, right?
Yes. My husband was in the Army, and he served in Iraq, so he was deployed for a year. And my brother also, and he served in Afghanistan.
Can you give us a sample? We'll get a little preview of your role, and maybe you can do a piece of the play for us now.
Sure. Back at base, I got webcams. I got Eric with a little delay. He misses me. I miss him, too. I gain weight. Does love make you heavy? I feel the harness tight against my waist. I try to watch the burgers and the calf. Hold the burgers. It's not the burgers. I'm up in the blue, and I almost hurl in my mask. Make it down just in time to puke on the tarmac. Tell the boys I drank too much last night. Do a test. Pink. I'm pink. I can't fly with it. With her. I know it's a her. I can't. Rules and regulations. It's the ejection seat. Because an ejection would be an ejection. A G-force abortion. I want the sky. I want the blue. But I can't kill her. I can't kill her. I can't. I take one last flight. The both of us. So she can have a taste of what it means. Get it in her blood. Let her know that there is this. That this could be hers one day. That she will not be a hair tosser, a cheerleader. No. No, there is this. There is blue. And then I land. March to my commander. I tell him. He's sorry, happy. I know the feeling. They run tests. Ultrasound. I see her. There in the gray, it looks like she's waving. I pack my suit. Say goodbye to Tiger. They ship me out. Stateside. They put me behind a desk. Grounded. The pilot's nightmare.
That's Michelle Wells, and she is performing Grounded at the Raleigh Little Theater on May 27th and 28th, part of a three-play series called Women and War. An interesting part of this, too, is the fact that she feels a more intense connection through the screen than she actually did in the air when she could kind of fly away from the mayhem.
Right.
And not watch the actual destruction.
Yeah, she has to sit there. You're trapped in a chair, and you're watching the destruction you caused. And then you go home to your family at night and try to pretend you weren't just in warfare.
Incredible series. Patrick Torres, let me ask you a couple more questions, because we have not performed anything from the third play in this, called Downrange, Voices from the Homefront. Tell us briefly about that production.
Downrange was written by Mike Wiley, who's a great North Carolina artist. And Mike interviewed families at Fort Bragg. And the focus of Downrange is our families that are dealing with deployment. And what is it like to be waiting for someone to come home? And what that does to the family dynamic, both while they're away and when they arrive back home. And so it premiered at Cape Fear Regional Theater with the friends of ours. And
we went down in Fayetteville.
Yeah. And we went down to see it, and we just fell in love with it. And we thought it would be a great way to round out this festival, to really have three really specific views of women's role in war.
I want to thank all of you for being on the program. Patrick Torres is creative director of Raleigh Little Theater. Mia Self, director of A Piece of My Heart. Gene Jameson, Emily James, actors in that same production, A Piece of My Heart. Michelle Wells, founder and creative director of Sonorous Roads Productions and featured in actor in Grounded. A Piece of My Heart, playing now through May 21st at Raleigh Little Theater. Downrange is on the 26th and Grounded on the 27th and 28th. We've got the details at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, the music of Kamara Thomas. Stay tuned to the State of Things.